to crucify him. There is no easy way of carrying a cross. There is no handle. Its weight is sharp and crushing, its meaning obvious. Those clever men who devised such clever ways of killing perfected with these beams of wood a tortuous cycle of almost unremitting suffering. The crucified man switching weight from nailed ankles to nailed wrists, buying time, relieving pressure, eking out the hours, so that sometimes crucifixions would go on for days. It meant the crowds got their money's worth, and that was no small consideration. Obedience was demanded, and it was exacted through fear, and your own self-righteousness could be coddled with the morbid spectacle of someone else's dying. It was, therefore, an additional indignity to be made to carry the cross, like having to fumble with the rope to tie the knot of your own noose. But he carried it well, tramping through the crowded lanes around Jerusalem, seeing the crazy chaos of the crowd, hearing their abuse and their grief. Everyone loves a good killing, as long as it's not your own. And he carried so many other things as well. Our sins, our sorrows, and a million disappointments about all the ways that we had got him wrong. And these were heavier still.